With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. On it goes, a finger pointing on this third day of the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the Democrats have rejected a Republican funding bill free of any partisan add-ons just to score points with their radical left base.
They would rather not pay the troops and TSA agents and Border Patrol agents. They would rather stop services of FEMA in the middle of a hurricane season than to do the right thing for partisan political purposes. It is selfish. It is reprehensible.
While House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says, let's talk.
We are ready. We are willing. We are able to sit down with anyone, anytime, any place, including the president and the vice president.
But Republicans say the Dems refuse to drop their demand for an additional $1.5 trillion for, among other things, illegal alien health care. British investigators say that one of the two men who died in yesterday's terror attack on a synagogue in Manchester may have been killed by police gunfire.
Greater Manchester Police Chief Stephen Watson said a forensic examination has provisionally determined that the victim had a wound consistent with a gunshot injury. He said the attacker did not have a gun and that the only shots fired were by police. Police say local residents Adrian Dalby and Melvin Kravitz had died in the attack on Thursday on the Heaton Park Congregation Synagogue in the Manchester suburb of Crumpsall. Three other people are hospitalized in serious condition. I'm Charles Villadesma.
And the suspect, a 35-year-old British citizen of Syrian descent, was shot dead by police. The attack came on Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures are up 69 points, NASDAQ futures 21 points higher. This is SRN News. Yet another abortion pill controversy.
This one involves California and provision of the abortion drug mifepristone. Doctors will now be able to prescribe the drug to women anonymously under a new state law, AB 260, signed by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. Also, pharmacists would not have to list either the doctor or the patient. AB 260 also acts as a shield law for abortion businesses. It exempts from several levels of legal consequence anyone with a role in the entire production chain of abortion pills. George Williams, SRN News.
Persecution of Christians is on the rise in India. International Christian Concern reports a new anti-conversion law in one Indian state has touched off a new round of anti-Christian violence in the area. Hindu groups surrounded the Hindustan Bible Institute on September 23rd, arresting two people. The Assemblies of God minister says pastors being arrested and detained. This is SRN News. Tesla appears to be benefiting from a rush by consumers, taking advantage of a soon-to-expire $7,500 credit.
The company reported that sales last quarter rose 7% compared to the same period a year ago. Tesla stock initially rose sharply on the news, but then fell back into losses as financial analysts expressed skepticism about whether the new numbers signal a true turnaround. Even still, last quarter's numbers did beat analyst expectations, who had expected sales to fall slightly, even with a boost from consumers seeking to use the electric vehicle initiative. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A newly filed lawsuit by parents of a college student killed in a Tesla crash says she was trapped inside the car as it burned because of a design flaw that makes it tough to open the doors and fires. The suit alleges Tesla knew of the flaw for years but failed to fix it. More details, SRNnews.com.